This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one in Popular Science. Margarita Bassi with the byline. The headline reads, robot bunnies deployed in Florida to fight invasive pythons. Researchers have found a creative new solution to track down the snakes. Now, to clarify, we kind of love the robot bunnies.
Yeah.
It's the Burmese pythons that shouldn't be a thing in Florida.
And also, to those Burmese pythons, we know you don't want to be there.
Exactly.
And we're sorry that someone put you there.
Yeah, and then released you.
I also don't want people putting invasive species animals. That shouldn't be a thing as well.
Yeah, that also should not be a thing. Burmese pythons, one of the world's largest snake and a huge invasive species in southern Florida. They have been trying to fight this since the 1970s when the snakes were first introduced either accidentally or intentionally through the exotic pet
Florida,
trade.
Of course, it was intentional.
Yes, of course, it was intentional. Pythons have become the top predators in South Florida, and they have a really hard time tracking them down. So they're coming up with creative ways to lure them out into the open, and by creative, they are using robot bunnies. Here, bunny, here, snake.
All right. Does anybody, either you, Jane, Calvin, listeners, watchers on the live stream, anyone else getting a real Acme/Looney Tunes feel about this whole thing? Like, there's somewhere there's just a boxes of it just says Acme robot bunnies, and someone's gonna pull the wrong cord and the cave is just,
and it's gonna be like 9 feet tall,
meep, meep, and just and then the snake just runs away.
This
there is a visual component. The story will be in the show notes. I don't accuse snakes of being the smartest creatures on earth, but you look at it and you're like, oh, this isn't. When you think robot bunny, you have an image in your head. Take that image out, put it in the washing machine, and that's what the robot bunny looks like.
Do you think that it will fool a Burmese python?
Oh, I'm sure, but it will fool it in the same sense of it will think it's just a thing and not like, oh, it's a bunny. It will be like, oh, there's an object I can go.
That I might be able to eat.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not really bunny-like is what you're saying.
It's bunny, but it doesn't look like it's bunny-esque. It's bunny. It's not bunny adjacent. It's bunny-ish.
Robot bunnies don't need to be fed.
Okay.
Their pens don't need to be cleaned. They're waterproof, and they're decked out with a motion sensor camera that pings researchers if a python approaches. So if we can see a statistically significant number of pythons coming to check out these robot rabbits, this would be a success, because right now pythons are really good at hiding. Remains to be seen whether the pythons will be tricked by the fake bunnies.
Another thing too is if they're smart and able to hide, they're eventually going to realize the quote bunny that doesn't move
is not necessarily the bunny of my dreams.
Yeah, exactly. The bunny of you. Stop it! Stop writing songs about this. Look. Do what you need to do. It's fine. South Florida, my heart's with you.
They're trying.
But this I just see Porky Pig at the end going, that's all, folks, and that's it. That's the end of the story.
We'll try and keep an eye on this and let you know how this robot bunny effort goes in South Florida. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.